This is just because I am back like I never left. But really, guys, what's up? Long time. No. Yeah, you guys don't care. So let me jump right into it. Guys, welcome back to another episode of A Piece of Sophie. I'm your host, Jessica Fami. So today we are just going to be gisting, and I'll be telling you what has been happening in my life since I got home. I'm back from school, I'm on break. I left school December 12th. That's like 2 weeks ago Saturday. Yeah. So that's been basically there. Enjoying home. Oh yes, I have assignment and when I get back to school, you write exams, even though we don't know whether we are going to resume the time that was actually scheduled for us to resume because of COVID-19, or you'll resume the actual date, or whichever, or whatever happens, we must resume. Yes, we must resume. So please follow the safety precautions. Stay at home if you must. If you can't stay at home, if you must go out, please use your face mask. Use your face mask, please. Let's curb this thing. Let's stop this thing, please. I don't want to spend half of the year at home. T for thanks. Yeah, so yeah, when I go home, this stuff, I must stop. But the major reason why I am doing this podcast is to share with you guys my experiences. For people that like on my WhatsApp contact that have been seeing some updates of what has been happening, yeah, I'm shedding tears right now. So you guys can know the way you can help me, or if I'm going to like move into your house or something, like at least monetary help, whatever you can do to assist me, I will appreciate. So I got back from school, maybe I go back, they welcome me. But by evening, I cooked night food for them. I mean, like it was all spaghetti. And in all honesty, I mean, I don't want to lie too much. The food I cooked was actually perfect to me and everything. The only issue was that the plantain I fried, I won't lie. I'm sorry about this, but you know, it's the tears and, you know, my truth and everything. I overleft it on fire. I just wanted it to be brown. And I know the people that know me, they know I love my stuff brown. I feel like when something is brown, is when it's well cooked. I don't know if it's a good habit or a bad habit, but it's just my head. So I just wanted the plantain stay a little bit longer so that it can be brown in there, but it got burnt. So not too much, yeah. Like, you know, there are sometimes when you just like fry something, I just want to taste that little bunny taste. It was not too much, it was actually perfect for me, though, you know. They said it was burnt. Never they said, my dad said it was burnt. And he said the spaghetti had salt. And I'm like, how did the spaghetti have salt? Because this spaghetti to me was a perfect work of art. How did he have salt? And that's how the journey of the salt began. So that time I cooked food again, he complained of the salt in the, is it in the stew? Yeah, in the stew and all. And the salt complaining has been too much. I'm like, I'm sure if my future husband walks in tomorrow or today and say, oh yes, you want to marry your daughter, he's going to ask him, Shoman Jayo, do you eat salt? That'll be the question that we ask. Because it's like he doesn't want to eat salt, he doesn't want to taste salt, and I don't think I want to eat a food I will not, at least, I don't know, like, is it me, or I don't know, like, how would I not taste at least a pinch of salt? I will like cook and I will not taste a pinch of salt in what I cooked. So that's how it started, salt battle between my dad and I and all. Like the one that just burst my brain, so to say. I cooked for him on Sunday. It was not even for him, it was for us. I boiled yam. Yeah, he doesn't really like to eat yam. I boiled yam. Yam that, if not because of salt has finished in the container where we actually store salt. I actually wanted to add more salt, but the laziness of going inside, opening salt, and storing in the container was just one that just like discouraged me. So I just used many salt to boil the yam, and he came and said he wanted to take yam. Oh, no problem, take the yam. I was frying stew. I was like, oh, you cannot use my stew because the moment I have you plenty salt to kill this stew. I'm like, no problem, take your yam. Anything else you want to eat your yam, eat, no problem. I said to him, you're totally done there, you meaning too much of salt again. And I'm like, it'll be fine. And today I cook spaghetti. You guys, we have to say spaghetti Lenny. Ah, okay. Since they've been complaining plenty salt. I mean, not they are massive plenty salt. Like, you could hardly taste dough in that food. But it was actually sweet. Actually, it's not actually salt that makes the food sweet. True. But at the same time, it still needs salt. You can never even taste salty, and it's like everybody enjoyed it. But who am I not to enjoy it? And all. So now that anything, maybe there's over salt there. Like, it's not that maybe I need to do weekend. So maybe you need to if my daddy mostly is tasting over salt, then you'll be shaking weekend, and you'll be shaker. So I just feel like, oh, salt and all, but you know. I blended today and I'm proud of myself. And I actually always blend on a normal day, but man, I just came back from school, sent it to the kitchen, and please, you have to take like 2 or 3 cooking before you know that, oh, okay, not plenty salt. I feel sometimes it's better if you can take a pinch of salt and put in food and mix than what? I say, let me say, there's plenty of salt in the food. So that's what happened, I repeat, that's what happened. But this actually brought something to my head about being considerate, so to say. You know, sometimes then people complain about stuff because you are comfortable with it. You don't see the need to like change or make it better or like adjust, so to say. I just feel like it's like a way of us being inconsiderate. Like, it's like, you know, you're cooking for the old house, and maybe half of the people always cooking of salt, so to say. Even though right now it's my daddy alone that he always complains, no offense, but you know, to the head of the family, you must do right by me. So, and maybe half of people always complain of salt, and you like to maybe taste your own salt or something, and just feel like, oh, that's their business, fuck them, it's you and everything. That's actually being inconsiderate, and you can be better in that aspect, you actually can. So yeah, that's all. Merry Christmas in advance, guys. Christmas is on Saturday. No, it's a Saturday, on Friday. I should drop this before Friday. So Merry Christmas in advance, guys. Enjoy your Christmas. I am going to enjoy my even though I have a deadline for an assignment and I'm laughing at myself because I'm far from done, but I know by God's grace, I will be done. Yeah. Bye, guys.